Thank you for calling the San Bernardino County District Attorney's Office. Please visit our website at www.sbcountyda.org, which can direct you to the office nearest you or answer questions you may have. To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar en español, please select from the following options. For office locations, business hours, phone numbers, or anonymous hotline numbers, press 1. To speak to someone in victim services, press 2. To speak to someone in the specialized prosecution division, press 3. To speak to someone in the... This is the victim services division. To reach the claims unit, please press 1. To reach the restitution unit, please press 2. To reach the receptionist...
Wait while I transfer your call.
Restitution.
Yes, my name is James Driscoll, and currently I'm having an attitude problem from one of your staff members. His name is Mike Byers. He's the public affairs director. This began about 2 weeks ago or so when I was on Facebook trying to share my story. I wasn't trying to actually a claim or any, nothing like that, but share my story for some help. I didn't have any particular person in mind when I started this, and it became, in the middle of it is basically, are you male or female? You say, oh, sir, ma'am. So it's very polite and nice and everything. And then in the course of the next day or two or whatever, at 4 a.m, he had apparently actually looked at the content, and his pointer was down the screen. So I, and then I come to the, you know how Messenger is. So then I came to the table. It was about 8 a.m, and, he was also available, but it wasn't that he was available. He started the conversation like he was rushed for time. He answered, online, and then it progressed to a phone call, and which he had not read any of the material that I had, because you can tell by the logic of the conversation, which is online, by the way, the logic of the conversation, that he had not read any of the content that I had previously put in there. And he said, how can we help you? I said, well, how can you help me? You can read what I didn't say this to him, but how can you help me is read what I had already sent to you, but he didn't. So this progresses into then, he's telling me, he's rushed, he's at a car repair. I have this on call recording, by the way. He's at a car repair dealer. He's got half the deal. And I said, well, he's the one wanting to call me at this moment in time. He's not scheduling his time management. And if he wants to schedule this for later and where he's available at his desk or whatever, that's fine. But now, and this progresses on and on and on. And so we finally get into a conversation and an agreement, and he's going to help me. Whatever that helped us, a couple of days later, I decided to create more storyline onto the record, which is nothing wrong with that. And he calls me up and bitches me out. He says he's going to file harassment and he feels so threatened and all of this nonsense to bully me off the conversation. That is what happened. And he has not come to the table and truly understand. I need help in a very complex manner. The story is online, and I have the situation here. I have it on Facebook. Finally, I have something standing on Facebook. Attached to your logo, your logo image, I have a story there, your thread there, and then also on your background image, there's a story there. I would like to have somebody other than him address my need, and I just picked you. Now, I'm rambling a little bit to make sure that but it's continuity and it's there. Do you have any questions? Because it's all online. Yes. Hello? Hello? I lost you. Hello? Ma'am?